Yeah.
Secretary
Hello.
Rogers.
Hello, Mr. President.
Bob tells me you moved your trip up so you could avoid the dinner tonight.
No, I'm coming to the dinner, but I'm just going to...
You got to come to the dinner?
Yeah, I missed the entertainment.
Oh, you lucky fellow. I mean, we got a violinist and a pianist both. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you were coming. Oh, well, then I'll see you then.
Well
everything is all set then. You're leaving at 11 o'clock, Bob.
Yes. I hope you didn't change my seating.
Oh, hell no. No, I just didn't know.
No.
When he told me, I haven't even looked at the list.
Good. Well, I'm glad you called. I just wanted to say quickly that the meeting with the senators yesterday was a great success. I was glad that you made that suggestion.
Well, I think it's particularly good in view of the fact that Teddy is, predictably, and Muskie have sort of taken off at the thing. I guess Teddy more so. You know, how the hell do they get away with this thing that we don't have no sympathy for for East Pakistan, Bill? How the Christ can they say that?
No.
You talked to Teddy, didn't you, when he came back?
Oh, sure.
Didn't you tell him that what we were doing?
Oh, of course. He knows that.
And you told him what we were doing?
Absolutely.
He was down. I know that everybody told him we were working on it. And said,
in fact, I asked him if he had any suggestions.
That was right. That's right. I remember.
And he said no.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, though, yesterday, the whole leadership was there.
Yeah.
And
they thought we were doing the right thing.
Well, they spoke up. I was there about an hour, and I gave them the whole story.
Yeah.
And Mike Mansfield said, I think you're doing just the right thing. Bill Fulbright said, I agree with everything you're doing and have done, and I agree with your plans. Margaret Chase Smith was there, Aiken, Norris Cotton, Bob Griffin.
None of them raised any question about the fact that we were ending up, in effect, asking India withdraw, because, you know, that's the key point.
Not at all. No, they
all thought we should. And also stopping the economic assistance unless and until they did.
Absolutely.
They agreed with all that.
Everybody, and as I say, I never saw a more enthusiastic reaction to something. They just... I thought you should know it because they're going to have trouble. If Teddy and Frank Church try to start trouble, they're going to have... They wouldn't get much
support.
They
aren't going to get much support.
No.
Well, that's what Bob thought. He was... that was his reaction. He was just... I haven't had a chance to talk. I've been busy with these.
Yeah. I think this Metaseed thing is a good idea. I had a very good time with him at lunch, and he's
very... quite a fellow, isn't he?
He is. God, I'm glad he's on our side.
Strong and, you know... You know, I wish he were running the whole continent.
I do, too. We got to help Bolivia. He's concerned about that, and we got to be sure to...
Incidentally, the Uruguayan thing, apparently, he helped a bit there. And another thing he did express concern about, which I think we've got to look into when you get back, is he says Argentina's in a hell of a mess.
They are.
And we need two... Of course, we need an ambassador there, for one thing. I don't know whether that'll help too much. But second, they need a new president, apparently.
Yeah. We ought to think about a new ambassador there.
I know.
Well, I'm going to convey your best regards to all the NATO foreign ministers.
By all means.
And we'll...
And also the idea that you can tell them that that I've asked you, if you would, to, if you might get them all aside for a private meeting, if you can, and say that, I mean, particularly the smaller countries, that I would have liked to have met with every leader before we left, but we couldn't, but that you have asked you to do it, and we want to have, you know...
Good.
Could you give them a little of that?
Oh, sure, you bet.
And if you want to give them a total, you know, just give them the all the stuff that we have, you know,
right.
And
right.
We're not making any conditions, and we aren't going to sell them down the river, and
right.
We're talking to our friends, and...
Right.
You know, all that sort of thing.
I had a good talk with John Connolly about burden sharing, and I think we're in complete agreement on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to press too hard, but we can get some concessions as time goes on. We certainly can from the journey.
How long will you be there?
Just a couple of days. I'll be back. I'll come back Friday night.
Friday night,
here
and then,
Saturday morning.
Then we go to when? The Azores.
Yeah.
Boy, it's going to be a very interesting Christmas season.
I'll say. Say,
okay.
I hope you had a chance to look at that Mary McGrory column.
Oh, yes, you told me to. I'll read it probably one day.
Well, I tell you, it's the funniest damn thing I ever saw, because, you know, when she says things about you tonight, and she was totally complimentary. She said that thought the Democrats were practicing how to hang themselves.
Is that right? Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
Well, I'll see you at the dinner.
They have numbers, that's about all. Okay.
That's right. All right, Mr.